What game are you playing, Littlefinger? Catelyn is at Winterfell, hundreds of leagues from here.
Oh.
Littlefinger's grey-green eyes glittered with amusement.
Then it appears someone has managed an astonishing impersonation. For the last time, come, or don't come, and I'll keep her for myself. He hurried down the steps.
Ned followed him warily, wondering if this day would ever end. He had no taste for these intrigues, but he was beginning to realize that they were meat and mead to a man like Littlefinger. At the foot of the steps was a heavy door of oak and iron. Pataia Baelish lifted the crossbar and gestured Ned through. They stepped out into the ruddy glow of dusk on a rocky bluff high above the river. "We're outside the castle," Ned said.
"You're a hard man to fool, Stark," Littlefinger said with a smirk. "Was it the sun that gave it away, or the sky? Follow me. There are niches cut in the rock. Try not to fall to your death. Catelyn would never understand." With that, he was over the side of the cliff, descending as quick as a monkey.
Ned studied the rocky face of the bluff for a moment, then followed more slowly. The niches were there, as Littlefinger had promised, shallow cuts that would be invisible from below, unless you knew just where to look for them. The river was a long, dizzying distance below. Ned kept his face pressed to the rock and tried not to look down any more often than he had to.